Three briefs today, a real entry deadline that even Microsoft's own docs can't agree on the exact date for, a monthly roundup with one correction, and a Harvard biologist taking the Blue Zone story apart. Jonathan Edwards on the SSPR change coming to every Entra tenant.
And you proved that you controlled that authentication method. Until now, SSPR, self-service password reset, didn't care which one it was using. Name tag or the proven one, both worked. Which means a huge number of people have been resetting their passwords for years on a number no one ever actually verified. Now this all stops on the 9th of November 2026. From that date, SSPR only accept registered methods. No proof, no code. So basically, Entra is correctly refusing to trust something that was never confirmed as yours. Now this is part of a wider Secure Future initiative push to close gaps like this on Microsoft 365 tenants. And let's be honest, this isn't the only clock that's running, is it? If you watched my SMS MFA video, you will know
that date isn't as solid as he makes it sound. Microsoft's own live docs and two message center mirrors give three different day numbers for enforcement. The change itself is real. Don't schedule anything off that specific date without checking your own tenant's message center first. T's minus 365's July roundup on Defender's new prompt injection protection.
I just want to check that out. Next one here I thought was a really cool security update in Defender for Office 365 around prompt injection. This is thinking about if an attacker go ahead and sends like a malicious prompt that your email is triaging and some agent is automatically, you know, taking in, that can lead to data extraction, lead to manipulative actions as well too. We've seen this from, you know, shows like DEF CON as an example. And so this is some native protection that'll be on by default as part of this. You can check more about this in my blog, but this will happen early September and be complete by early September, so roughly that same time frame. Next one here is for Purview. This is really basic, but it's basically giving you time-bound access for certain admin assignments that you...
That early September date has already slipped. It's now general availability in early October. Small thing, but it's a reminder these monthly roundups go stale fast. Harvard's Daniel Lieberman on why the Blue Zones data doesn't hold up.
It turns out that the percentage of centenarians is tiny. So it's like six people out of 10,000, as opposed to in the United States, where it's three people out of 10,000.
The base rate's so low that small changes are massive proportions.
These are statistical outliers. So you basically have to, if you're not a statistical outlier, which most of us are not, it's irrelevant. It's statistical nonsense, basically. Secondly, there's a guy in Oxford, a demographer at Oxford. I'm trying to remember his name. Saul Newman, I think his name is. He's published this really fascinating paper. He did a deep dive onto these blue zones and found out that only 18% of the people in these blue zones actually had birth certificates. So we don't even know how old these people are. They just self-report their age, and these are areas.
That 18% figure is real, but it's about supercentenarians worldwide, not specifically the five named blue zones. The underlying critique still stands. The numbers just being applied a bit wider than the original study covers. Full detail, verification tables, and what got left out on the page and in your inbox. That's the rundown for the 6th of September.